Welcome to the Darlington Christian Fellowship online service for this Sunday, 17th of May. And my name is Rob Cox, and it's wonderful to have you tuning in. May you fellowship richly with those who you're with, and for those who are on your own this morning, may you especially be aware of the Lord's presence as you sing praises to him, as you hear his word, as you reflect on his glory and determine to follow him faithfully. Let's all join together in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you acknowledging your majesty. You reign with justice and love. We acknowledge your truth. You hold to your promises with utmost faithfulness. And we even acknowledge your jealousy. You alone are sovereign, and above you there is no other. We sit at your feet and we honour you today. We'll open our singing with a song of praise, lifting the name of our Lord above all other names. Lord, I lift your name on high. Psalm 146 says, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish." Skipping to verse 7, the psalmist reveals the Lord, who is Yahweh, does the same works that Jesus, the Son of God, is later revealed to do. And this ties in wonderfully with our New Testament passage for today in John 10. Where Jesus talks of himself as doing the works of his Father. So verse 7, "The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord." Now, our next song will lead us into communion. "Man of Sorrows." And it says, "The sin of man and the wrath of God has been on Jesus laid. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honour unto thee." Let's sing "Man of Sorrows." We will take the cup and the bread together in a moment. Both are messages in a physical form. Firstly, with the cup representing the blood of Jesus Christ, alluding to the scene from Psalm 146. As we take our sip, we remember that we have a prince, the King of Kings even, in whom we can trust, a son of man in whom there is salvation, because he shed his blood for us in an act of sacrifice in which the entirety of our sins, past and future, were taken upon himself. Let's pray. Lord, we confess that we have at times forsaken the spirit and given into the flesh. Thank you that we are forgiven, purified, declared righteous on account of the sacrifice of our Lord and Saviour Jesus. Let's all take your cup and drink. And the bread, representing the body of Jesus Christ. As we eat, we remember that when his breath departed, he returned to the earth. But on that very day, his plans did not perish. He rose to life, death defeated, and we remember right now he is alive, interceding for us at the Father's right hand. So let us pray. Lord, thank you that you would become flesh for us, that you would give up your life for death to be done with, and you give us the sure hope of eternal life under your kingship. Let's take the bread and we'll eat together. As we have gathered together around our Lord's table in the heavenly realms, we also lift our praises our confession, our thanks, and our petitions to him. Each one of you now talk to the Lord, taking turns. If you're with others, then we'll spend about 2 or 3 minutes doing that. And I've given a few suggestions of the subject of what we could pray for. We'll continue to praise the one who came from a throne of endless glory, who redeemed the whole creation, to whom angels stand in awe. Let us sing King of Kings. And Rob will bring us the message from God's word this morning. Please go to the separate handout and audio. For those who would like to finish with a song, I've included one that will hopefully speak into your heart and spur you on for the week ahead. I Cannot Tell. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God, our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word.